Wakey, wakey. Happy Friday. Friday? Hot damn. Looking forward to the weekend. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out for now.
And Simo, I want to kick off the show today by giving a shout out to Netflix.
Oh, okay.
And Stan and Amazon Prime and all the other streaming companies.
Both right.
A feature that they have, which I think we don't appreciate enough.
They don't need your help, Jordan. What's the go?
Well, I'm going to give them my help anyway.
Okay.
But Simo, I want to give them a shout out because of the feature of remembering where you're up to on a TV show you maybe haven't watched for like a month.
Actually, that's true.
It is so useful, and like, because I've been kind of on and off watching The End of the World on Netflix.
Okay.
And it's been like a month or so since I watched it, and I thought, you know what, yesterday, let's click that on, let's watch a couple of episodes of that. Straight away, right where I was up to.
Yeah, right. Rookie move, though, by paying for those. I'm on the local networks, and they do the same thing on their digital services.
Yeah. Yeah, good point. But still, I just wanted to give a shout out to, okay, well, to all streaming services, even the free ones like ABC iView and all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah?
That just remember where you're up to. And it's so useful. Save so much time going through episodes. Have I seen this? Have I seen this? He's wearing a dress. Is that right? Have I seen this?
But something's happened to you. You're so full of love around the Christmas period.
I'm getting into the Christmas spirit, Simo. You walked in the office this morning and said, oh, Jordan, you're getting in the Christmas spirit because I was wearing a red shirt.
You don't normally wear that colour. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but it's just very bright on you.
Does it bring out my eyes?
No. It's just very red.
Whoa.
But it does match your headphones, so you're looking good today, Jordan.
And my sunburn I've got on my arm a little bit.
There is that. Post Malone circles this morning. What are we getting into today?
We've got loads of stuff to get into, Simo. It's a big show. It's a big Friday.
Carly coming in before 8.
Mm-hmm.
Talking principal awards. Looking forward to that. Here's Post Malone kicking us off. Santa's coming for us. See ya. Festive spirit, 20 minutes past 6 on Snow FM Breakfast. And there's something that you want to call me out on, Jordan.
Also, Mo, I hate to bring the show into disrepute so early.
Nah, that's okay.
But I'm afraid I'm going to.
No different to what you normally do.
Yeah, good point. Simo, Secret Santa. A lot of officers would be doing a Secret Santa where you pick a name out of a hat of one of your co-workers and you have to secretly buy a present for them. Here at this office, we are doing it, and today is the day that we're all bringing presents in and exchanging them.
Today's the day.
Got a big Christmas tree over there in the foyer of the office with all the presents underneath. It looks quite nice.
Yeah.
Now, Simo, I want to pull you up on something because I fear that you may have broken one of the major Secret Santa rules.
Oh, 100% I broke one of the major rules of Secret Santa.
All right, that's an admission of guilt.
Yeah, big time.
Which I didn't expect so early.
But as mentioned on this show before, I don't mind the hustle.
All right, so Simo, what rule did you break?
So typically there's a bit of a, what do they call it? Like, is it like a lucky dip or chance kind of mechanic in place for Secret Santa where someone will be responsible for going around the building and ensuring that you pull a name out of the hat, that is your Secret Santa.
Yes.
Not exactly how it went down for me.
Would you like to tell, ladies and gentlemen, what happened when the person came to you with the hat full of names and what you did?
Oh, I just had a couple of goes.
You had a couple. So you pulled a name out of the hat.
That's right.
Saw, read the name, thought, no, and popped it back in the hat, and then pulled another name out.
I'm not neither confirming nor denying that that's what went down, but it might have.
Well, I am confirming that's what happened because that's what you told me yesterday.
That's right.
Simo, you broke the Secret Santa. You also told me who your Secret Santa is as well, which is also not a rule.
You mentioned that all throughout the Snowies, people would be doing these Secret Santas.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me, right, that everyone out there is squeaky clean when it comes to the Secret Santa.
I can and I will.
64572977, right? If you think, right, that it's okay, or if you think it's like really not okay to have gone in for seconds on the Secret Santa, please give us a call.
Yeah. Simo, you are being a Christmas Grinch.
64572977, because I think it happens everywhere. I don't think I'm alone in this.
I think you are. Can I just ask, that first name, obviously don't mention who it is, but what was it about that person that the kind of made you think, oh, no. Did you just not know who that person was? Or did you not like that person? Or did you just not know what to get them?
No, I just wanted the thrill of picking someone else out.
Oh, you wanted to, okay. Yeah. Were you just fishing around looking for someone in particular because you had a good present in mind for someone?
I think I was one of the last people. So chances are that I probably put the name back and I can neither confirm nor deny, I might have pulled exactly the same person straight back out.
I mean, that's literally, was there one name in the hat left when it got to you?
Louvs, I like me better, Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan just hanging out with you. 21 past. And Christmas in Australia, I've kind of decided that we need to come up with a bit of a summer vibe for it. Because it's all, you know, a man in a beard and a very thick, heavy red suit. We need to do something about that.
So what, we need to get that man in a beard to change that beard to a hipster beard.
That's right.
And instead of wearing a red suit, just boardies.
Clean shaven and the Budgie Smugglers maybe. Or even the Borat kind of get up. The green...
I do not want to see Santa in a mankini.
Green mankini.
Admittedly, yes, green is a Christmas colour.
There you go.
That I am not denying. But mankini wearing Santa, perhaps not the thing I want to see coming down my chimney.
Actually, a Borat Christmas special. There is a market for that.
Borat dressed as Santa.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would watch that.
So in Australia, people deciding to get, well, make Christmas a bit more Australian.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my favourite things I've seen of recent times. So we've got our Christmas lights competition, which has finally come to a close. We're going to announce the winner in the next half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If this guy was in the Snowies, he would have stitched it up. Have a look at this, Jordan.
Yeah.
It's a V8 Commodore, you know, the quintessential Australian vehicle.
Yeah.
And it's completely covered in Christmas lights.
I mean, Santa, maybe just leave your sleigh in New Zealand or whatever.
Yep.
And then when you come and do the Australian leg of the journey, we'll get him one of these.
Get the Commodore with the Christmas lights, like fairy lights all over the entire car, like from the bonnet, all three panels.
I know, there's not a part of the light. There's not a part of the car which is not covered in lights.
So how could you possibly make Christmas more Australian? I think that's probably the way.
You know what he needs? He needs like a stubby holder, also with Christmas lights on it.
Yeah, and then the Macca's run.
Mm.
That's going to be pretty cool, right?
Yeah, like a cork hat, but instead of the corks hanging out to knock the flies off, just Christmas lights.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
There's an idea. More Aussie Christmasness.
There you go, Santa. That's what you need. That's what Christmas hat you should have got, Simo.
Nothing more Aussie Christmas than a Commodore completely covered in Christmas lights, going through a Macca's drive-thru in a cork hat, which is actually Christmas lights.
Playing Shannon Knoll.
What are you? Shannon Knoll. Yeah, righto. There you go.
Shall and the Shannon Knoll CD also has Christmas lights on it.
Has he got any Christmas music?
Shannon, no. Well, he's got music about driving cars. I know that much.
That's right.
I don't think Shannon's done the Bublé and released a Christmas album just yet.
Yeah, well,
it could be in the works. It's very late to bring out a Christmas album, considering it's only 5 days away.
Because then you could add a bit more of a winter flavour to the whole scenario by taking your Christmas light V8 Commodore through the Macca's drive-thru, get a soft serve.
And because it's cold. I see. Yeah. Sorry, I'm kind of thinking. I got you now.
Let's paint a picture. Listening to Shannon Knoll.
Yeah.
In your V8 Commodore.
Hang on, should I do the order box? Oh, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get you?
Hi there. Can you see me? I'm just waiting at the front.
No, I can't see you because I'm in the order box. It's just, it's not. I can't see you. It's not. It's just. Yeah, have you ever been to a drive-thru, sir?
Check out my Commodore though. It's all covered in Christmas lights.
Look, if you order, come to the next window and I'll be able to see you. What do you want?
25 minutes past 7, Snow FM. Liam Payne and Cheat Codes, Live Forever on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan just hanging out.
And Simo, we are discussing some of the big trends that happened in pop culture in the 2010s. We've been doing it all week as this year and this decade draws to a close.
Now, did you graduate this decade? So some of these you might have even lived at school?
Yes.
Ah.
I did graduate this decade.
Yeah, righto.
Well, Simo, we've got a couple of trends that we want to go through and we want your thoughts whether we should bring them back or whether they're left dead forever. Give us a call, 64572977. Simo, you ready to get going?
100%. So, right. Number one?
Yeah, let's go for it.
We're back now with something that may explain any odd behavior you've seen on the streets recently. The smash hit mobile game app Pokemon Go has only been out for a few days, but it's already got millions following their smartphones to the most random places.
All righty. So, the Pokemon Go, you want to go there?
Pokemon Go. Well, do you ever play Pokemon Go?
I never did, but I think 100% it should be kept.
Mm-hmm.
It is a thing which is, I reckon it's the closest we've come to world peace, if I'm honest.
It is a good point. It did unite pretty much everyone. If you don't know what this is, it's sort of a game and you play it on your phone. And virtually around your actual surroundings, there'd be various Pokemon. You go and catch them and then you battle them. I think that's the kind of general gist of it.
It's still ticking along, but for a while there, it was just insane.
It was crazy. I did give it a go back in its heyday.
Oh, nice.
I must admit, I was maybe the one person in the world that didn't get swept up in the hype.
Yeah, the hype.
I kind of played it for a day. I'm like, eh, okay, well.
The hype was real, wasn't it?
But, you know, the hype was real. As soon as, like, a rare Pokemon was spotted. I remember I watched a video once of, I think it was New York, and a rare Pokemon was spotted in Central Park.
Oh, hell.
And there were just hundreds of people just sprinting down the middle of the road, just trying to get into Central Park. It was nuts.
Should we, we've got the phone line lighting up. Could be a Pokemon Go story.
Could be a birthday book. We never know.
Good morning. You're on Snow FM. Who have we got there?
William.
Morning, William. It's our mate from Canberra. Happy Friday. Yeah. So, the Pokemon Go side of things, mate, where do you stand?
Not Pokemon Go. Never played it.
Oh, right.
It was a bit crazy and all that.
It was, definitely.
It's hugely popular, but William, obviously not a fan.
But, William, what's your job again?
The courier driver.
That's right, he's a courier, so he's going from place to place to place. All I'm saying is, William, maybe think about it, because people pay good money for a bit of the Pokemon Go accounts, and you are travelling around, so you could stitch up a few Pokemon all over Canberra.
You got a point there, Simo.
Thank you. I am the brains, after all.
All right, William, while you're there, I want to get your thoughts on this next one to see if this was a big craze in your mind or not.
This 4-year-old boy, they understand, felt 10 to 12 feet down into the moat in the gorilla enclosure. There were two female gorillas. They were far away. But this 400-pound male gorilla named Harambe came to the scene. You can see him clearly holding the boy between his legs and was sort of jostling him a little bit. Some have described it as him dragging him through the water. But many say that he wasn't attacking the boy. In fact, he was just playing with him.
All right, Harambe.
I saw Simo, you were looking at me a bit weird there,
yeah.
Kind of trying to work out what it was. And then as soon as the name Harambe was said, you knew instantly. William, do you remember this one?
Yeah, the whole
safer
gorilla.
Yeah, the gorilla. So I wasn't even sure if this was still a thing. Like, Harambe is kind of justice for Harambe was a thing.
Well, like, the story was tragic. Like, if you don't know what happened, a 4-year-old kid somehow found his way into a gorilla enclosure where Harambe was. Harambe wasn't attacking the gorilla but was near the kid.
That's...
And zookeepers had to take matters into their own hand and shoot and sadly kill Harambe in order to keep the kid safe. Because, I mean, he's a wild gorilla. We don't know what he could have done. But the meme culture that came out of this, like, save Harambe, like, people got tattoos on Harambe. I think someone on The Bachelor, you know, in one of their millions of shirtless scenes, there's like a tattoo of Harambe on his chest or something like that.
Yeah, so I think Harambe, for those that are still into it, it's a niche. I think you really should be allowed to keep your niche.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You happy with that?
I'm happy. Let's go to number 3. Here it is. Oh, no! 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 All right, Baby Shark, William, is that a heart?
Oh, Baby Shark, nah.
Thank you! No, Jordan, Baby Shark can go...
Very glad you censored yourself then.
Oh, this is... Yuck. All right.
I don't even know what it is. It's like some kids show and Baby Shark. It's got like 4 billion views on YouTube or something. It's crazy.
You got to agree with me on this one, William. Baby Shark is a hard no.
No, I hate it.
Oh, absolutely, I agree with you, William. Thank you very much for the call.
All good, enjoy.
Will do.
Oh, mate. Don't play more of it.
It's horrendous. What was it? Was it a kids' show?
I think so.
Oh.
They kind of start Baby Shark and then there's Mother, Dad. I think we're up to Grandpa Shark now. There's so many.
All right.
Yeah, that one's left dead.
Yeah, can we do something more to stop that from ever coming back?
Well, I mean, you've put the fader down so we can't hear it anymore. Yeah. So, I mean, unless you want to, you know, destroy the mechanics of the radio by pouring water all over the
desk. I want to do something for humanity. Like, I feel like it's a cause.
Simo, just rip the fader out and throw it out the window.
Yeah, is there something more that we can do to stop Baby Shark from... Maybe can we go back in time like the Terminator?
Look, if I had a time machine, I would, but I don't.
Something needs to be done.
Well, Simo, we don't have a time machine.
Ugh, honestly. Baby Shark. Friday's getting a bit loose this morning. It's time, Snow FM, at breakfast, 5 to 8. That was Imagine Dragons, and we've got a relative of the dragon.
Also, mate, chaos reigns in the studio because...
You see if you can hear it.
There's a chicken in the studio.
Yeah, so...
That is a live chicken in the studio. Oh, watch out. We've also got Carly here as well, who we're going to have a chat to. She's brought in her pet chicken. Grab her because there's a lot of wires down there. Make sure she doesn't. So, Carly, the reason that we have brought you into the studio today is not to talk about your pet chicken. Although I feel we probably should, considering you're holding a chicken. But no, to talk about, you got a very big award at school. School's now officially wrapped up.
Yeah.
What award did you get? Do you want to tell us about it?
I got the principal's award.
Nice. And what do you, sorry, I'm very distracted because there's a chicken. So what do you have to, so principal's award, is that the smartest or the best behaved or the best dressed or how do you get that award?
It's like being genuine and, yeah.
So too genuine, too legit to quit. She's got a chicken.
I know. Like, I know we have to be professional and talk about this, but part of me just wants to go, there's a chicken in the studio.
Apparently the chicken is also sight...
Vision impaired,
yeah. So.
Okay, so we got your award. Congratulations on the award. Now, the chicken. Oh, that's... He doesn't like the microphone.
I mean she.
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 There you go.
All right.
Let's get things back on track, Jordan. So you invited Carly along because she's won an award. Mm. Now you...
So she's wrestling with a chicken at the moment.
In your past, right?
Yes.
You had an award that didn't quite work out for you.
Well, so Carly, I found out about this award and big congratulations to you for winning it. But when you mentioned to us earlier in the week that you won this award, it did bring back bad memories for me because I got conned out of winning an award back at school.
What was that?
So, for whatever reason, for like an entire school term, this is maybe back in grade 5, grade 6, our PE teacher decided that it would be a good idea to just to focus solely on the sport of lawn bowls.
Oh, yeah?
That is the only sport we played. Didn't play footy, didn't play soccer, didn't play cricket, didn't play anything.
I've heard you're quite the lawn bowls player.
I know, this is where I get all my skills from.
Weren't you a state champ?
Well, that's where we're getting to.
Yeah.
Because I should have been.
Hmm.
But I wasn't. My school that I went to, it was interstate, it was in a big town, and it was right in the middle of the town, so we didn't have any lawn as well to bowl on.
Right.
So we had to use the school library. The librarian hated us.
Oh.
But yeah, so for an entire month, we did lawn bowls. At the end of we did lawn bowls. At the end of the term, there was the state championships of the grade 5 lawn bowls.
Ooh.
Simo, I think my school utterly dominated. I think we got like 9 out of the top 10 positions.
And you were pretty competitive at the lawn bowls?
Very competitive. Well, Simo, no other school does lawn bowls.
Okay.
So we were playing, I think this was sort of the semi-final. I was up against someone from another school.
The semi-final.
And first round.
Coming down to the crunch.
First round, I won 1-0.
Yes.
Second round, he won 1-0. So it's 1-1.
Ooh, 1-1.
Third round, the decider. I won 1-0, so I should have wrapped up the 2-1 win.
You should have been a lawn bowls champion.
However,
mm-hmm.
I don't apologise for saying this word, stupid referee.
Oh!
Accidentally marked down his 1-0 win as a 2-0 win.
Okay.
Therefore...
Oh. I think I might have a parrot.
Oh, hang on. Sorry, the chicken is... we're losing control.
Oh, my goodness.
Why did we bring a chicken into the studio?
I think the chicken heard Eye of the Tiger. Natural predator.
All right, are you okay? Are you okay with the chicken? You just tuned in, there's a live chicken in the studio. Is that okay? Are we all...
Yes.
So this umpire marked him down as a 2 instead of a 1. Therefore, the result was 2-2, which meant we went to a decider, and I lost. That is the moral of the story. That is the whole point. So if you're getting distracted, there's a chicken in the studio.
So what was the moral of the story?
That don't bring chickens into radio studios.
No, don't work with children or animals.
Or chickens.
And we've got 2.
Okay, so I better get out.
Carly, thank you very much for joining us. Congratulations on your award.
Thanks.
Used to like neon trees. Snow FM breakfast, 10 minutes on the way to 9. And there's always time, isn't there, Jordan?
Yeah, well, Simo, there's always time to look back on the week that was with the diary from Rachel G of from Admin.
Getting a bit retrospective, nostalgic for the week that was.
Dear diary, just a few short days to go until Christmas. I can almost hear Santa sleigh in the distance. This week didn't kick off too well for Jordan, who spilled beer on his favourite games console.
The liquid too seeped into all the places it shouldn't do. With the burning smell, I did dwell. I spilled my brew on you. Goodbye. my games console. Goodbye, my friend. You have been the one. You have been the one for me.
The boys got up and close. I can't talk. The boys got up close and personal with some raw garlic.
This whole studio smells of garlic.
Can you eat raw garlic?
Look, I mean, there's only one way to find out.
I'm a bit worried about the skin.
I mean, I'm going to allow you to peel off
just
the skin.
Out, yeah, like, drop the bed. Here, you'll be able to hear that. There you go. See? You can, like, hear the garlic.
This is a live garlic clove being peeled.
Found a genius use for a cardboard cutout.
Basically, to stop her child from crying every time she leaves the room, the mother's created a life-size cardboard cutout of herself.
Okay.
So that the son never thinks that she's left the room.
So what? So when the mother is actually leaving the room, she'll just bring this cardboard cutout in?
That is...
And it'll just stand there.
I can see that you're trying to shoot holes in this particular...
Well, okay, I got a couple of holes.
Yeah.
Number one, what would happen if the son turns around while she's bringing the cardboard cutout in? Would the child freak out thinking that there are two mothers and why is one mother carrying the other mother?
Simo reviewed Jordan's new cologne.
Oh, that is potent.
Talk traditional family Christmas foods.
Well, because I've noticed, particularly in my family, there's three sisters. So in regards to my mum and her two sisters.
I see, yeah.
They all have a very specific role when it rolls around to dinner time and family events are in December.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So one of them, all right, you're doing a pasta. It's always Auntie Lisa's pasta salad.
Mm-hmm.
It's always my mum, Kerry. It's always Kerry's potato salad,
yeah.
Right? And then it's always Auntie Anne, and she's always on the kind of like the Vietnamese kind of salad thing, if you like.
And then do you just go there with a cravat and just judge them all?
No, I really should.
Sim, I lost the ability to speak English?
Gug, gug, goo, goo.
And the boys considered taking up new jobs in Antarctica.
Minus 40. Oh, it's only minus 40.
Yeah.
Just T-shirt and shorts weather today, guys. It's only minus 40.
200K a year as well.
200K a year. Yeah, can't complain with that.
Because
So what is the job? What's like? What do you actually have to do? Do you just have to sort of be there? Is there a radio show in Antarctica?
That's the tricky thing.
Is Radio Antarctica. Here's Katy Perry.
Yeah, the problem is that there isn't a...
Actually, I just thought of a tagline for the radio station for Antarctica.
Go for it.
The best radio station on the continent.
That's it for the Dear Diary this year. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all. I've asked Santa for a new diary so I can keep up to date with all the boys' shenanigans next year. Until then, signed Rachel G from Admin. Ho, ho, ho.
Dear Diary, all opened up and done, all complete for your for the Friday.
And Simo, we got a live guest in the studio as well to celebrate the last diary of the year.
Rachel G from Admin, live in the flesh. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're jingling a bit.
Yeah.
You've got, we're all dressed up into the Christmas spirit, if you like. You got a red shirt on today, Jordan.
Yeah, well, Rachel G from Admin is wearing reindeer ears, which have a little bell on, and has got dressed up with a Snoop Dogg T-shirt as well.
All right,
yeah, good.
And so we are going to unwrap some presents. Is that a taboo thing 5 days out from Christmas, or is that okay?
Well, considering we're doing the Secret Santa thing today, I think it's fine.
It's completely fine. We'll be back on... Are you back Monday? I forget when you're taking leave.
Yeah. Simo, we'll be back Monday to do it all again. Snow FM Breakfast. I think we should leave with maybe a live ho-ho-ho from Rachel G from Admin.
Ho, ho, ho!